Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third, the third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh strikes out. There goes Boone. The throw from Lawler to Carrasquel, and Boone is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keane strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from House and he is safe. Fain steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trucks moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Minoso is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Herbert now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Frank House. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tuttle moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tuttle scores. Bertoia moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertoia scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Lakeman now catching. George Zivarink now pitching. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Marshall moves to second. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.